President Jacques Chirac this week endorsed a law that would ban all French students from wearing what a national commission calls conspicuous religious insignia. The ban technically applies to all faiths. Practically, it affects an estimated 2,000 young Muslim women who wear headscarves in public and a considerably smaller number of Orthodox Jewish boys who wear kippahs to school. Secularism, says President Chirac, is one of the great conquests of the Republic. It is an element crucial to our social peace and national cohesion. We cannot let it weaken. Now, France has an estimated 5 million Muslims, about 10% of the population. Some French citizens worry that many in this new wave of immigration are more determined to be Muslims than French. President Chirac's decision has been criticized by human rights and civil liberties groups, but is reportedly supported by 69% of his country. Before Americans become too critical, we might recall that our nations have distinctly different histories. The Catholic Church once controlled France. Those Frenchmen who believed in democracy had to battle the Church to gain liberty. And it also must be remembered that during World War II, the occupation government of France rounded up the nation's Jews for Nazi death camps. Some voices in France have opposed the proposed ban as using a power hammer to break an egg. They cringe at the image of gendarmes swarming into schools to drag out 14-year-old girls crying into their headscarves. There has been less attention to some other recommendations of the Stasi Commission, which is named after its chairman, Bernard Stasi, and not the old East German secret police. The commission also said that patients in the French healthcare system should not be permitted to refuse to be examined by a physician of the opposite sex. Some Muslims in France have reportedly refused to permit women doctors from treating them. This has offended the doctors, a number of whom are Muslim, by the way, affronted modern thinking and strained the healthcare system. But even atheists can get touchy about who examines them. Does this mean that a French woman who has been molested cannot insist that her injuries be examined by a woman doctor? Less dramatically, does it mean that a French man with, male circulation problems cannot choose to consult with a male doctor? The young Muslim women who wear headscarves to school, or young Orthodox Jewish men who wear kippahs, do so as an obligation that signifies their humility before God. You do not have to be religious to feel humility about our human place in the universe, or to be reminded that governments rise and fall, while faith endures.